Oh, that was damn annoying. That was Sacramentary Abolishment. God, that they don't. Most of their songs don't sound like that. I don't know what the hell that was. But anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, I'm the Undertaker.
And I'm Mega Bonus Epicac.
And we got a call. 495.
Stop doing that.
495 KVRX.
We're on the air. We're talking. We can't answer the phone. Oh, yeah. You know, the other thing, everything we say is a joke, okay?
Yeah, stop, we need to stress that.
Stop, like, repeating what we say on the air to people that you know as if we're being serious and as
we're
if
not.
It's gospel.
We're sick of people going off and, like, hearing things that we say on the air and running up to the person we said it about and going, oh, did you hear what he said about you, man?
They said you were dumb.
You sucked, you know?
No. We make fun of everybody and
we make fun
we're
of everybody,
serious.
Including ourselves. And the only people we really talk about on the show that we make fun of are people that we like. So if you're not getting mentioned on the show, that means we either don't like you or don't care about you. So if, you know, anyway. Well, no, that doesn't go for everybody. I mean, if we don't know you, that's not the same thing. But I'm just saying, the people we talk about on the show that we're making fun of, we happen to like. So.
I guess we shouldn't say that about... Hey!
Hey, Mark's, in mouth. Mark's trying to eat his foot.
No. He's signaling that our foots are in our mouth.
But you know what we mean. It's all in good fun, and it's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
There's
the
my
payoff.
Money. Woohoo! Thanks, Mark.
Yeah,
anyway.
Thanks for playing our stuff, man.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Ola. It's a
you're holding out on me!
Oh! Anyway.
I want all the money. All the money now.
If you don't have the money, then don't bring your ass back around here. No more. Bill Cosby is a crack addict. Thank you.
This
I stole that.
This is Arcanum with a song called Svinna.
Son, if you don't sell crack, how do you expect to go to the big medical school and make something nice?
Svinna.
Sit down here now.
I like to go Svinna in the river.
Son, when you're changing the tire, make sure you got your gun loaded at all times.
Uh-oh. I'm in dangerous waters here.
This is Arcanum.
Ennis.
Ennis.
We're still on the phone.
Yeah, all right. This is Arcanum.
You know what? If you couldn't get enough of them last week, you can't get even more enough of them because we got the first album
Bal Sagoth. It's a lot better though. I like it a lot better.
Yeah, it's not as like prog and pretentious.
Yeah, it's not as ridiculous. I mean, the guy actually sings with the songs, and you know, plus they've got that cool name, Bal Sagoth.
No, we did it last week.
Yeah,
we're
not going to
do
it
again.
We're not going to do it again.
Okay.
Bal
Sagoth.
Hey, John de Planche, if you're out there listening, would you please call us? Thanks. All right.
Never mind. This is off of A Black Moon Broods Over Lemuria. This is Enthroned in the Temple of the Serpent Kings.
That'll hold you. Whoops. We're on the air. We're talking about people behind their back off the air. Ah, no, we're not. If you were at the show last Saturday, did you guys check out any of those crazy looking stickers that look like big torn up wings with a big pentagram sticking out of the bottom? Well,
that's hard to read.
That's a Versafira.
And that's all we're going to say about it.
And we're going to be talking about them more very soon.
Because they
remember,
suck.
Nah. Just remember, a Versafira.
A Versafira.
All right.
A-V-E-R-S-E-S-E-F-I-R-A.
Coming up, we got lots of new stuff. We got Old Man's Child. It sounds like a funny name, but it's a good band. We got the Abigor EP. We got Gehenna. We got Bethlehem. But right now...
We got Mysticum, too.
And we got Amon Amarth, and we've got Emperor on the way. But right now we've got Celtic Frost, 2 Megatherion, the classic.
It's rocking.
Agapornis and Subcac finally located it on CD for all you Celtic
Stumbled
Frost
Stumbled across it.
People have been like calling us for weeks and weeks saying, you got any Celtic Frost? And yeah, we do now. Even though on the back here it looks like it says Celtic Faust.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is a really cool song called Necromantical Screams. They don't make it like this anymore, people. This is cool. All right.
Here's...
That was Amon Amarth.
Burning Creation.
Alrighty. Well, I don't have
God take our advice.
Got yeah. But I want to just say KVRX Austin, in accordance with federal law and FCC regulations.
Don't play no bad words between the hours of 6 p.m. and 10. No, sorry, 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Sensitive
listeners, tune out at these times.
You just can't do it when you're not screaming, you know?
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. All right, this goes out to...
Chuck's sitting at home going, he didn't do it right.
We're kicking him off. Yeah. He's not going to do anything for our demo. Yeah. He sucks. Okay, this is going out to the number one Metal Enema fan. No joke. This is to Chris Ruiz, who has 140 tapes of our shows. These are all different shows. I guess, God, since...
he's just taped one show.
And over and over
and copied
over.
It.
Now,
I'm trying to sell them. $3 a pop.
It was cool to see you. We hope you're enjoying this. Sorry you can't call in. But if anybody else wants to call in, it's 495-KVRX. I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Agabon Zabagak.
And this is Dissection.
You could call in playing Chris Ruiz if you wanted to.
But
we'd know.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try.
Yeah. But yeah, we know who Chris Ruiz is, man. He's the number one Metal Enema fan.
That's right.
All
right.
But this is Retribution, Storm of Light's Bane from Dissection. Hello.
Okay.
Woohoo!
This we're gonna play Dominus right now with a song called Spiritual Mountain, and this is gonna go out to Ben W. and his brother and his wife. Ben W. is this one guy.
Yeah.
The other guy who wanted to remain nameless and his wife are now our favorite people to talk about because on their honeymoon
they listen to us instead of
sex. Consummating their marriage.
That is devotion. All of you, if everyone who listened to us had that kind of devotion, we would rule the world.
Yeah.
What's going
on
now?
Honey, let's do it. Let's do it. Come on. All right.
It's
1 o'clock.
Wait a minute, what time is it? Oh my god!
Oh my god! It's Metal Enema!
Honey, I promise we'll do it right after. Right after. You know, well, one thing we will say, though, is that if you do want to, like, have sex while you're listening to the Metal Enema, that's cool, too.
Yeah, because we do.
You know, just don't try to keep pace with the drum beat or you'll hurt your back.
Yeah, you'll break something.
All right, Cryptopsy! Oh, it's Death of Millions. Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Feasting of Flesh, my favorite.
Feasting of the Flesh. Oh, boy. Dead bodies.
All right. No, we think that's really... We're really touched that you decided to hold off the loving until we were done.
But, you know, we don't really expect anybody to do that.
That was, he said that was the show that we premiered the new Bruhari album on, which would have been right after we came back from Enslaved.
Oh,
it was a year ago.
That was
He said it was a good show.
Oh, my God. We got phones ringing off the hook.
Oh,
so.
Jesus.
But anyway,
we want to say
thanks a lot for all the support.
Yeah. So this goes out to Ben W. and the two nameless people.
We hope you don't impede the progress of you, like, having a child or something. Oh, honey, let's try to have the kid tonight.
I bet that's them calling, going, I can't.
Can't believe you said that.
You did that.
Sons of God.
Okay. Oh. This is Dominus.
That. Alrighty, how's it going? This is The Undertaker and Agaporn Sepkak's right here.
Woohoo!
And we wanted to go ahead and...
We're rock and roll tonight!
This is Metal Enema, man. This ain't rockin' enema.
This isn't a...
Rock and roll and enema.
This isn't the other thing.
Anyway, we wanted to go ahead and send this next couple of songs out to our new friend Alex Hernandez from...
Herb.
Herb, yeah.
Or Herb, if you pronounce it correctly, and you can kind of...
Then you
can
figure
probably
that
figure
one
it
out.
But
anyway, he's from the drummer from Immolation, and if you guys saw that show, he just kicked some serious ass. So
we were gonna play this song and then a song from Into Everlasting Fire, but I screwed up and didn't bring him.
Yeah, so that's okay.
Oh well, so we're gonna play two songs off of Here and After, and these all go out to.
Oh, he's forbidden me to play Fallen Christ on the air, so that's the end of that. He doesn't like that.
He
anymore.
Hates it.
He hates
but,
it.
It was his band.
He has a band he hates.
He was in it.
All right.
But, yeah, this goes out to to Herb and Touchy and Bob.
Bob and Ross and Tom. We had a good time at the Super Bowl party.
Tom's pants were down.
Tom's pants were down. Alex was scared of my cats.
Yeah.
Well, that was
we
cool.
Watched the Super Bowl and the X-Files with immolation.
And listened to Cradle of Filth. It was cool.
And watched the halftime show. Because they were looking at girls.
And
all the dancers.
And Tom made fun of James Brown.
They all... yeah. They all napped. It was fun. Actually, yeah. It was like me and Alex Hernandez were the only ones watching the game because everyone else in the band was napping.
That's
and the Undertaker
funny.
Had to go to San Antonio.
I had to go to San Antonio and come back. So it was pretty hectic. But anyway, this goes out to all of them.
This is Christ Cage and I Feel Nothing.
I was just going to say something. If you guys saw the show and you haven't yet bought the Immolation album, you don't have any more excuses, okay? All right, Christ Cage. Eloisa loves Alex. Eloisa loves Alex.
I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to say it. I swear.
I'm out of hitting range. So.
Anyway. All right. We're gonna play I Feel Nothing. It's about... This is what Tom thinks when he's wearing those pants on stage.
I Feel Nothing. All right.
Oops, I screwed up.
No,
I turned it off.
It's okay. Not a big deal. Sorry about that, folks. It's like, yeah, Immolation. Hey, wait! Can't put it back on! Put it back on! All right. We know that's what you all do when that happens. Anyway, this is a
diapered little...
This is a new band called Old Man's Child, and I know that sounds a little strange, but it's actually pretty cool. They're good black metal. And this is their album, Lord. Born of the Flickering, and it's coming out, I think, on Century Media pretty soon, so it will be domestic.
Oh!
All right, okay. So anyway, this is going out to Jacob Sanchez, the number two Metal Enema fan.
Edel Minima. We're Edel Minima.
Yeah, it's when you say it backwards, it's satanic. No, because we're crods. Anyway, so this is going out to Jacob, and this is a song called King of the Dark Ages from Old Man's Child. Hey, sonny, you don't know anything. Ah, Dad, come on, it's just death metal. Hoo-ha, that was cool. All right, so now we've got
something about the shores of Babylon.
Something about that.
Kronos. Venom talking poetry in the background.
Oh, is that
Kronos?
That's right. Kronos from Venom.
Who used to be the student council president
and
the chess club.
Leader of the head of the chess club.
And then disappeared from high school for like 2 years and then reappeared as Kronos.
Of
leader of Venom. Wah! True story.
Yeah, anyway. But now it's time to play some requested Dying Fetus. This goes out to Brian Morris.
The fig.
The gay virgin. Anyway.
Listening to us on the clock radio.
He's about to hit the snooze button right now.
He's about to get smacked.
Man, screw you guys.
Anyway. Y'all suck.
What is this song called?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's the fourth song.
It's regurgitating
it's like
evil bowels of fetus.
No,
dead
it's like
thing.
Purging my inner being or something.
Oh yeah, or maybe it's your blood is my wine. I can't.
No,
remember.
No, it's that's three. This is
all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's dying fetus. It's tomato. Anyway, dying fetus, tomato, tomato. Okay.
Died for our sins.
That shall be his.
Alright, Fire with Fire by Luciferion. Don't say we never play it. Alright,
guess what? Next month, a bunch of stuff's coming out, including...
The Emperor full-length
CD.
And their new CD and their EP with the CD-ROM. So if you guys have computers, you can pick that up and watch the video
Is that? I just think that's just an EP coming out.
Yeah, that's an EP, but then they're having a full-length album coming out in May.
Oh, in May, okay.
So,
February is going to be...
The blackest month of the year.
Blackest pitch. It's Absu, Necromania, Immortal, Enslaved...
And
Emperor
and
Satyricon EP and Swordmaster.
Swordmaster.
And Vital Remains, if you like them.
Yeah, it's going to be just mind-blowing. We're going to be so poor.
Yeah.
We're going to buy all that stuff.
We have to get jobs.
Yeah.
Well, you have a job.
I have to get more hours. Yeah. I have to work overtime. But anyway. So, in honor of that, we're going to play some Emperor. This is a song called... Beyond the Great Vast Forest. Yeah. Where, you know,
here
we
go.
Beyond the Great Vast Forest, where I stabbed that homosexual who propositioned me. No, that's not me saying that. That's the drummer from Emperor who is in jail right now because he did just that.
He's not the drummer anymore.
Well, he's not the drummer anymore, but he was on this album.
Yeah.
So.
All right, that was Hi. Mysticum with Let the Gods Come. Yeah. Anyway.
No.
That was.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
That
let
was,
let was, the kingdom come.
Let the kingdom come. Oh, like that old band from like 85.
Let the Gods Come. Already you're in the gutter.
Oh, yeah.
Naughty.
That's part of being on Metal
person.
Enema, though. Anyway, I'm the Undertaker.
And I'm.
And now we're having a pledge drive. So it's time for us to beg for money. Anyway, here we go. What have we got?
From now until Monday, February 17th, we're trying to get $10,000.
Not us, the station, KVRX.
Well, we'd like it, but...
If you want to give us $10,000 on your own, if you're some rich philanthropist out there, then that's another matter altogether. But we're pledging for KVRX, so what have we got here? You can... Oh,
for $15, you get KVRX program guide, bumper sticker, and CD, LP, 7-inch, or tape.
For $30, all of above, Cooking by Strobe Light CD, which is a compilation of hip artists that aren't metal. So
for $50, all of above plus KVRX t-shirt.
For $100, all of above, 30 minutes as guest DG... Guest DG.
DG. Guest BG guest on...
More than one.
Staying alive.
No,
staying alive.
You get to be a guest DJ on KVRX.
Not on our show.
Not unless they give us a cut, but
for everyone, trust us, in italics.
Trust us, it's fun. You get stalked, harassed, you get people bugging you to play all sorts of songs you don't want to play.
Everyone who pledges, even as little as $1, is automatically eligible to win dinner at Mars Restaurant and tickets to live performance to be announced.
Yeah, that band to be announced. It's always playing around all over town.
Drawing to be held after pledge drive.
Okay.
Pledge drive.
Yeah. All right, so...
And then there's business stuff, but we're going to skip all that. Methods of pay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, check, and money order.
Or
just like
there.
When you get a hook...
Yeah. or you can come on down and give it to us in cash.
And that's it.
Yeah,
so,
that's it. So
here's...
The important point to all of this silliness is...
Oh, yeah. We need money because Student Radio needs your help to stay on the air because it provides a lot of valuable services and community rewards and outlets for him and us.
So if you want to keep hearing us, shell out. Anyway, go ahead
Dig
and...
Dig deep.
Go ahead and call for... Oh, do they call the business number?
495-KVRX, probably.
And we'll put you in touch with the people who will take your money.
Or we can give out Jen's phone number.
No, Travis. No, we can't.
call these people that are asleep right now. Or drunk.
Or drunk, probably.
More than drunk, yeah.
All right, but anyway, but you can also call 495 and talk to myself and Agaporn Sepikak and request your favorite songs.
You know, actually, it's more likely that when you pick up the phone and dial 495-KVRX to try to talk to us, you'll probably get someone going, "Please, God, pledge something. We haven't made anything all night," and then you won't get to talk to us at all.
But try anyway. We'll try to snag as many of the phone calls as we can. Anyway, dig deeply. You know, look under your couch. You've got to have something there. You know, you've got change from that beer run you just made. Send it in. We
you probably got potato chip crumbs and old cigarette butts. Send them in. We'll take anything. Pull tabs from 1973 because you bought your couch at Goodwill.
Those are vintage, those pull tabs from 1973. Yeah. You can actually get good money for those now.
Hey, what's this? I don't know. Do you ever make chain? We used to try to make chainmail armor out of those things. When we were little kids.
Did you ever
get a bunch of those?
Oh, I cut my foot from toe to heel on one of those at a swimming pool once. So.
One time, I got mad at my mom, and you know those Ace bandage clamps.
Yeah.
I put some of those down right in front of her bathroom, so she walked out on them.
I was mean.
Oh, you were just like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone, and you didn't even know it. All right, but anyway, enough of our stupidity. All right,
I was just like that darn cat. Starting Friday on ABC, at theaters. It's about a cat.
You were just
who's
like
an FBI agent.
You were just like the Star Wars special edition.
That's right. Which is in theaters now.
Kind of annoying after you've seen the commercial 25,000 times.
Speak for yourself.
You were
this is Phobophile.
This is Phobophile by Cryptopsy. All right, that was Cryptopsy with Phobophile. And if you want to know what Phobophile means, go look it up in the dictionary. Anyway, this is a requested song. This is Deicide with Sacrificial Suicide. This is going out to Mark at Subway on Oldorf. Because
all the guys there that have the phone cords wrapped around their throats, and they're sitting there with razors at their wrists going, oh, I can't stand working here anymore. I'm giving my life and this roast beef sandwich to Satan.
Well, anyway, I mean, I hope it's scaring your customers away so you guys don't have to work so hard. Be real careful when you're crawling back through the ceiling tiles to, you know, to, like, change the station back to Mix 94.7 or whatever so, you know, you don't break your leg crashing through the wrong part. You know, wow! You know, try to explain to the boss how there's a big, you know, person-shaped hole in the ceiling. But anyway, yeah, so Sacrificial Suicide. Enjoy. All right, that was Ritual.
Yeah,
and that was
Rock and Roll.
That was a song called Pagan Warfare, which is what we're all about. Anyway,
there's
gotta,
too many people in the station, and we're
trying to just compensate
our game
here. So it's kind of distracting. We have to do stuff like this. But anyway, we
and look. They took down our sticker.
Sons of
bastards.
Anyway.
We can't have one thing for ourselves.
Yeah,
it's always,
yeah. Okay.
It's always Cooleria.
Oh, yeah, whatever. It's always punk. Anyway, we'd like to thank our gold sponsors here tonight, University Co-op and Texas Coffee Traders, who are gold sponsors for the KVRX Pledge Drive, which means that they contributed $250 or more. So we have to say that they did. So that was
yay!
Awesome. Yay! They inadvertently gave money to our show. Yay! Okay.
What is this?
This is going to be Vader, because Vader is coming to town March 1st. That's going to be at the Voodoo Lounge with Broken Hope and Monstrosity and possibly Death of Millions if they decide to open up. What's the story, Mark? Are you guys going to open up for Vader? Brian's working on it because Brian's a feeg and he's not here like he said he'd be.
Feeg.
Sorry. He can be a feeg, too. Anyway, but if you want to contribute money to the KVRX Pledge Drive Spring 1997, you have till February 17th at 9 a.m. To help us reach a goal of $10,000. You can contribute $15 and get a KVRX program guide, bumper sticker, and CD, LP, 7-inch, or tape. $30, you get all of the above, and the Cooking by Strobe Light CD, which features... I'm sorry.
Oh, no. He was saying, what do we get if you pledge a dime? And
if
I said
you pledge
nothing.
A dime, you don't get jack. But, okay.
Get a kick in the ass.
Let's see. It's Cooking by Strobe Light, which features lots of bands. Except for Death of Millions, even though they played here. $50, all of the above, and a KVRX t-shirt. $100, all of the above, and 30 minutes as a guest DJ on KVRX, not on our show. Anyway, so everyone who pledges even as little as a dollar is automatically eligible to win dinner at Mars Restaurant and tickets to a live performance to be announced. So I don't know if you get to pick that one out or not. It's not going to be Marilyn Manson.
You get to win tickets to go to the KVRX night at the Blue Flamingo, which is free.
That's probably what's going to happen. Drawing to be held after the pledge drive.
It's funny because it doesn't cost anything, but you
anything
pay a
over $100, you get to take a bath with myself and Agaporn Sepcak.
Oh, yeah.
Provided you're a woman. And
if you're a man, you just get to take a bath with The Undertaker.
No.
You get to take a bath with Brian from
you
Death Millions.
You get to take a bath with Brian, from Brian Morrison from Death Millions.
He wants you to be his first.
Yeah. Since he's a gay virgin and everything. Okay. Anything over $100, Name your poison, and somebody here
and we'll
station,
inject it into you.
Yeah, we'll inject it into you.
I like cyanide. Oh! All right, hold still. No!
Anyway, all that aside, we're going to go ahead and play some Vader. This is a song called The Crucified Ones. This is their first album that was released domestically in Earache. This is the Ultimate Incantation, but we haven't gotten their latest albums yet, but we hear they're really, really awesome.
A lot
so,
better.
So if you like this, then think of what you're not hearing, because we don't have them yet. But you'll be able to go to the show. This is their first time in America. They're from Poland. It's not going to be like something they do all the time coming over here, so it's your one and only opportunity to see them at the Voodoo Lounge on March 1st.
And we hear they play Slayer covers.
Yeah, they play lots of Slayer covers, too. So if you're dying for Slayer, anyway.
This and you want to hear other people doing Slayer.
This is The Crucified Ones by Vader. All right.
No, hi.
This actually is Seasons of the Abyss. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we're going to play some of the Slaytanic Slaughter compilation. This is a bunch of European bands doing Slayer covers. This is a band called Disaffected, and they do a cover of Seasons in the Abyss. We want to send this out to someone else who's toiling away at Subway in another part of town. This goes out to Patrick C. at the Subway on Breaker Lane. Because
take says, the gun out of your mouth. It'll be okay.
He says it's even better than the Subway in Altdorf. So, I don't know. I mean, I can't. Yeah. Unless they're sponsored. Oh, I didn't even hear that.
She said, take the mayonnaise out of your mouth.
Oh. quit doing mayonnaise shots, Oh.
He's just got the spatula going.
quit eating raw cookie dough when no one's looking. We know you're doing it. Anyway, this is going to be Seasons of the Abyss. This is by Disaffected, and it's cool. All right.
Because we say so.
495 KVRX.
Oh, yeah. Pledge
or money or a call for requests. Here we go. That was Dreaming of Atlantean Spires by Baal Sagoth from Black Moon Broods Over Lemuria. Say that 10 times real fast. Anyway,
it's a tired old joke.
Yeah, anyway. Go ahead and tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your mother, tell your dad, tell your parole officer.
Confess to your priest.
Vader is coming to town with Broken Hope and Monstrosity. March 1st.
Vader is coming to town. They'll come and drink all your beer. They'll raid through your fridge. They'll eat up all your cheese.
Dip in.
Well, I was thinking cream cheese. Sorry, never mind. I screwed it up.
And they'll.
Oh, man.
And they'll eat your pate wedge. Oh. Oh, gross. Well, maybe they won't. But anyway, they're coming to town with Broken Hope and Monstrosity. March 1st.
Better not cry.
And come on, Darth Vader's
better
cool.
Not pout. It's supposed to feel this way.
The reason.
It always hurts the first time.
Oh, shut up. You're really getting off the subject here. Anyway, come on. They're called Vader because their lead singer is Darth Vader. You know that'd be cool, Darth Vader up there. No, that's not really true. So, for those of you more...
It's a Germanic word meaning father.
Which is kind of cool in itself.
So.
Speaking of which, we have a band that's got a name kind of like that called
shut Old... Shut up, don't tell your mother. I'm sorry.
It'll be our secret, you understand?
It makes you the special one. But it hurts.
Vader, please no, Vader.
Whoosh. No, you will taste my lightsaber, my son.
Oh, man.
But
all right.
Speaking of such related family things, we have a band here called Old Man's Child. And
woo, we got a parental phone call for that one.
Yeah, this is a song called Christian Death. No relation to the band, but it's a good sentiment nonetheless.
Hey, you pledge people manning the phones. Pick up that line, please.
Well, we'll pick it up in a moment. This is from the album Born of the Flickering, and it's pretty cool. It's black metal. Don't let the name fool you. It's good stuff. That was Those Left Behind by Immolation, because that's exactly what we were when we waved and watched them drive away. Take us with you, we said.
$90 worth of free t-shirts in our hands.
$90 worth of free t-shirts. Thanks, Tom. That was cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, and that also went out to Alex, because...
Well, we bought him $40 worth of pizza, and then like another $10 worth of hot wings and stuff.
So, it was still cool of him anyway, but I mean, it was returning the favor. So anyway.
A little reach around,
Oh, shut up. Anyway, you just couldn't leave it alone. Sam, you've been harping on that. Agapornis, you've been...
No, just you.
Just you wait.
Yeah, you've been harping on that an awful lot. I don't know. I think you got to leave it alone. No, that also went out to Alex because he asked us to play it for him. And, you know, even though we can't hear it because he's like about, I think he's probably almost to California by now. But anyhow, but we got coming up, we got some Luciferion. This is The Voyager. And it's not that stupid show. It has nothing to do with that Star Trek show, you know, with the...
Luciferion, Voyager.
Luciferion, Voyager, you know. It's much better than that, trust us. It doesn't have, like...
No holodecks here.
No patrician female captains, you know, nothing like that. Just straight-up good old Swedish heavy-duty death metal. Influenced by Deicide.
With psychic powers.
And psychic powers and leather pants with buttons that go all the way up.
Yeah.
And leather and leather long coats and leather shirts. And they're wearing leather everything, man. Leather wristbands. Yeah. And God,
they're leather, man.
They're leather.
The only thing missing is their handlebar mustaches.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like YMCA.
Young men, why don't you grab your knees? Then we can do as we please. Oh,
who's harping on it now?
Yeah,
we just talked.
Yeah, anyway,
we're back again.
Okay, please pledge money to KVRX. $15 gets you some cool stuff. $30 gets you more cool stuff. $50 gets you lots of cool stuff. $100 gets you cool stuff and you get to be a guest DJ on KVRX.
Over $100, you get to take a bath with us.
Yeah, over $100, you get to take a bath with us, provided you're a woman. Yeah, or if you're a man, if you have a wife or a girlfriend, we can take a bath with her. So, anyway, I'm real particular.
Or if you want to dress like a woman.
All right, I'm real particular about that. Anyway, let's see. What have we got? Oh, yeah, Sinister. This goes out to Scott, who's working over at Mr. Gaddy's, toiling away. He's a good supporter of the show and the scene and everything, and he's helping spread the word that Vader is coming March 1st.
Vader, 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 Vader.
To the Vader,
Vader, Vader, Vader, Rawhide.
And
yeah.
So it's kind of like Bonanza, too.
Yeah. You know?
Vader, 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 Vader. Okay, Vader in Broken Hope and Monstrosity.
You're right to fight Bonanza.
Hi. No, you suck.
Alpha One. No, you suck, okay?
Anyway.
Yeah, hi.
Anyway, Japanese karaoke.
Woo!
Spooky guys. You ain't nothing but hound dog. Crying. Sorry. Anyway, so Vader, Monstrosity, and Broken Hope are coming to the Voodoo Lounge
with
March 1st.
With big pots of lentils.
With lots of food from our Polish homeland, because they're coming all the way from Poland. Vader is. So anyway, in the meantime, we're going to play some Sinister, as I said, for Scott. This is off Hate. I can't remember which song it is.
It's number six.
Number six. Song number six.
It's something like it's spawn of.
It's one third of evil, you know. It's one of the
or two megatherion or something.
Something like that, yeah. Okay, that was that was Hypocrisy with Burn by the
Cross for Zam,
and that goes out to Johnny Zam and Angie.
Ooh.
So anyway,
I'm sorry.
Coolness. Anyway, now we've got. What have we got?
Woo! Jeez. I don't know.
Oh, it's Satanic Slaughter. And after that, we're going to have some requested satirical. So hold on to your...
No booze from the gallery in here.
Yeah, no booze from the gallery. We'll feed you to the lions. All right.
That was something... Oh, Satanic Slaughter.
Satanic Slaughter.
It's Eric the Butcher.
Hey, it's Eric the Butcher.
You all got a pledge on your show from Shanty Mans.
We want to thank Shanty Mans.
She's on the phone right now.
Oh,
really?
Cool.
That's cool.
Wow, we got Shanty Mans on the phone who's pledging to keep us on the air and all the other shows that are on at KVRX that, well, yeah, there are other shows. And
did she pledge over $100?
If she did, she gets to take a bath with us.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Fun night at Metal Enema for us. Anyway,
means we have to clean our bathtubs.
But I promised this new listener, Mark, that we would play some Satyricon for him, because it's a crime that he hasn't heard it yet. And he wanted to know when we were playing it, so we said, hey, this is for you, Mark. And this is also for Mark Perry, our friend Mark Perry. Yay!
Who was on the... He was on the Clash of the Titans tour with Slayer and Anthrax.
Anthrax, yeah. And Mark Perry can also be seen in the movie Twister.
You know what? You know, we were talking about this. Death, over a million deaths. You know, his band.
Over a million deaths. That's mega death.
Is a mega death.
Death of millions. That's it. That's a mega death right there. So you guys are just mega death.
You should just make mega death. You get the guy with the skull with the plate riveted over his eyes and the chains coming down.
Yeah.
Like a robot.
Yeah. Doesn't it sound like David Mustaine's just like the tapes melting when he's singing? I was thinking.
This song's about
credit to dementia. Darn it. Sweating bullets. Oh God, we got
this song's about doing
song.
Dead bodies.
This song is about doing dead bodies. But I was thinking Death of Millions should change their logo to like the M in Millions should be the McDonald's sign, because it's thinking that billions and billions served. Yeah, so that'd be kind of cool. But anyway, this is Satyricon. Without any more further ado, this is the
Dawn of a New Age.